Chapter 256. Some cases where it is permissible to backbite. Backbiting is permissible only for valid reasons approved by Sharia. These reasons are as follows. 1. It is permissible for an oppressed person to speak before the judge or someone in a similar position of authority to help him or her establish his or her rights by telling him, so and so wronged me and has done such and such to me, etc. 2. It is permissible to seek somebody's assistance in forbidding evil and helping someone change his or her immoral conduct. One can say to the person who can offer such assistance, so-and-so does such-and-such evil deeds. Can you exhort him? Etc. This is permissible as long as one intends to forbid evil. If, however, one intends something else apart from this, then this act becomes unlawful. 3. One who seeks legal verdict on a certain matter may point out the defaults of another person or relate something else. One in this case can say to the mufti, religious scholar who issues verdicts, my father or brother, for example, treated me unjustly. Can I get my right established, etc.? This is permissible to say only if need be, but it is better to say, what do you think of someone who did such and such? This does not mean, however, that naming the person in question is not permissible. Hadith number 1536 makes this point clear. 4. One who criticizes those who openly commit acts of disobedience, such as drinking wine, gambling, engaging in immoral habits, fornication, hypocrisy, and making mischief. 5. It is permissible to call into question the narrators of hadith and witnesses in the court when the need arises. It is also permissible to mention that the bad qualities of somebody for marriage purposes in case an advice is sought. Also, if one has noticed that a seeker of knowledge frequently goes to the gatherings of an innovator in religion, and one fears that this seeker of knowledge may be affected by this so-called scholar, then he must in this case give counsel to the seeker of knowledge by telling him about the innovator, etc. 6. It is permissible to use names such as Al-Amash, which means the blear-eyed, to talk about people who are known by such names for the sake of identification and not for disparaging people and underestimating them. To identify them without resorting to such names is, however, better. 1531. Aisha r.a. anha said, a man sought permission for audience with the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, give him permission, but he is a bad member of his tribe. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Imam Al-Bukhari has obviously justified the backbiting of wicked people to save people from being deceived from their appearance. If people are not informed of the real conduct of such persons, their religious as well as worldly life will be exposed to a grave danger. For this reason, the backbiting of wicked persons for the purpose of warning others is permissible. 1532. Aisha r.a. anha said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, I do not think that so-and-so understands anything of our faith. Al-Bukhari said, Al-Layth bin Sa'd, who is one of the narrators of this hadith, said, the two men mentioned by the Prophet, peace be upon him, in this hadith, were hypocrites, i.e. they revealed faith and concealed disbelief. Commentary. Hypocrites are also people of mischievous and doubtful conduct. It is therefore not only permissible but necessary to make people aware of their real position so that people become cautious about them and their religious and worldly life may remain safe from their machinations. 1533. Fatima bint Qais radiallahu anha said, I came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said to him, Muawiyah and Abul Jahm sent me a proposal of marriage. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Muawiyah is destitute, and he has no property, and Abdul Jahm is very hard on women. Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that it is permissible to mention the true facts, virtues, and vices without equivocation about the parties who intend to enter into wedlock, provided one does it for their welfare. 1534. Zaid bin Al-Arkam r.a. said, we set out on a journey along with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and we faced many hardships. Abdullah bin Ubay, the chief of the hypocrites at Al-Madinah, said to his friends, do not spend on those who are with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, until they desert him. He also said, if we return to Al-Madinah, the more honorable, meaning himself, i.e. Abdullah bin Ubay, will drive out therefrom the meaner, meaning Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. I went to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and informed him about that. And he sent someone to Abdullah bin Ubay. He asked him whether he had said that or not. Abdullah took an oath that he had not done anything of that sort and said that it was Zaid who carried a false tale to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Zaid said, I was so much perturbed because of this until this verse was revealed, verifying my statement. When the hypocrites came to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, they say, we bear witness that you are indeed the Messenger of Allah. Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are liars indeed. 63:1. Then the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, called the hypocrites in order to seek forgiveness for them from Allah, but they turned away their heads. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Abdullah bin Ubay was the chief of the hypocrites at Al-Madinah. In the journey mentioned in this hadith, which was undertaken in connection with the war with Banu al-Mustalik, he had used improper words against the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Muslims, which were overheard by Zaid bin al-Arqam, radiallahu anhu. The latter informed the Prophet, peace be upon him, about this occurrence. This incident goes to prove that exposing the designs and conspiracies of hypocrites does not form backbiting. In fact, it is essential to keep people informed about them in the interest of Islam and Muslims. 1535. Aisha radiallahu anha said, Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Abu Sufyan is a niggardly man and does not give me and my children adequate provisions for maintenance unless I take something from his possession without his knowledge. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to her, take from his possessions on a reasonable basis that much which may suffice for you and your children. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Hind was the mother of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Along with her husband Abu Sufyan, she embraced Islam in the year of the conquest of Mecca. We learn from this hadith that, 1. In order to know religious injunctions, husband and wife can mention each other's shortcomings before a mufti, a religious scholar who is in a position to issue verdicts on religious matters. 2. If a husband does not give his wife enough money to cover the domestic expenses, then it is permissible for his wife to take some of his money without his permission, provided the amount thus taken is for essential expenses, not for superfluous matters.